Welcome to episode 21 of Palmcast, the fortnightly podcast from the main man of KoopaCon and Alex. Here we talk all things KoopaCon, Final Fantasy, and like the rest of our Patreon page, we release certain unique info in advance, sometimes too much. How was that for you?
Not bad.
Cool.
And this is a first episode that we are releasing to the public.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm assuming scared. You didn't say that because of Facebook's massive crash. You kind of blipped out for a second there. Sorry,
exactly.
I didn't quite hear what was going on.
Good thing you didn't, because this is public, so.
Yes, it's all good. So yes, a warm welcome to our current listeners, our current patrons, and to the general KoopaCon community, or Marjorie, who was looking for her cooking podcast, who accidentally found this instead. Hello, Marjorie.
You better check that autocorrect on your phone.
Exactly.
So, where do we begin? What's been happening in the world of KoopaCon?
Where do we begin? Oh, so much. I mean, for something that's, you know, like we haven't got an event for quite some time, which is sad and will never happen again. I absolutely assure you of that. It's been busy. Mm-hmm. So I guess we could start with, should we start with Sydney?
Yes, because being the big announcement put up on the page recently.
Yeah, so those of you who have not been following Sydney, we've actually decided to change venues. So the inside story is this. The venue messed us around. That's the simple.
Big time.
That's, yeah. So, I mean, we agreed on a deal. The contracts were drawn up. And, you know, it's quite typical. You have to send something back and they'll adjust something. And then you send it back again and they're useless again. And you adjust something. Anyway, it takes time. So that's normal. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to at least get the day out there so you guys have it. Now, it's quite common for us to do that, to put out the date with feelers before we sign a contract. That's very common, you know, just in case we've accidentally made it collide with the biggest convention in the world
exactly,
or something,
yes.
Right? Which has not happened yet. So we did that, and then we were just getting to sign the contract, and they're like, oh, yeah, but I guess we've completely overlooked your evening portion. I'm like, no, it's all in our RFP. We've already discussed this. And then suddenly the price like doubled, and then a bunch of other stipulations were coming in, and then there was talk of hors d'oeuvres and caviar, and I was like, do you know what a KoopaCon is? So we just hit a point where we were like, okay, we're done here, because it wasn't just that, like the communication was terrible. It was like 4 or 5 days for a response. I mean, I get that they're on the other side of the world, but I'm pretty sure email still works the same way unless I'm really not understanding how the internet works. So anyway, whatever. We just dropped it. So we're looking at some of our secondary options. Now, our first option was in what they call the Central Business District. So we're going to start looking a little bit further afield around the outskirts of the city, because we've got some better options. So hang tight. It's probably going to be a few months until we actually lock in a new date. But I will say that I'm very aware of the advice given to us from locals, basically saying we would prefer it wasn't in January because it is shit hot. And that's understandable. I understand that. So we are going to look a bit further in the year. And with that in mind, it is very likely that Montreal will probably fall before Sydney now. I won't bet on it 100% just yet, but I'd say it is very likely.
Interesting.
But I will say that, and I've said this, you know, I've already said that we'd planned on Montreal in the spring. I promise you it won't be, you know, in January, February. And then obviously we have, if you like trail back in time, we would have Vancouver in November, and we don't want to put something too close. So yeah, so just give us some time. We're going to probably rearrange ourselves slightly. But rest assured, we're definitely coming to Sydney. It's happening. Australia was on my viewfinder for quite some time. We've been discussing Australia for well over a year now.
Yeah,
right?
Quite a long time. I think I think you rattled off a list of places you want to go. Those places we've been to already, that's how long ago it was. We decided, you know what, no matter what happens, I will bring KoopaCon to Australia. that was pretty much your mindset at the time, and now it's certain. Yeah,
it wasn't. It was just about a case of like, where's the furthest I could go, you know, where they speak English or a version of it, and that's not an insult, by the way. That's just my humor. And sorry, you can kick the shit out of me when I come down under. I wanted to get as far away from our usual crowd as we possibly could, you know, because they're all like, you know, just awful. I'm just seeing how many people I can insult in 3 minutes. No, I wanted to go really far away. The other option was Japan. And Japan is definitely in my sight.
Mm-hmm. For some obvious reasons, but
that would be a completely different animal.
Yeah.
So all in good time, as I like to say. It's one of my phrases.
One of many phrases.
Yes, there's a lot of other ones, but many of them not appropriate for this podcast.
Perhaps the next one, then.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, that's Sydney. So again, working on it. I do have another convention coming up in just 2 weeks, so a little bit preoccupied.
Yeah.
Once I'm done with that,
it's quite funny you mentioned that. I mean, besides the fact you've got this convention in 2 weeks' time, there's a lot more CooperCon stuff going on in 2 weeks' time, no less.
There is.
So, would you like to elaborate, or shall I take the burden?
Where do you even want to start? Yeah, well, you go for it. I've been talking for pretty much 4 minutes straight here.
If you've got a convention to plan, better get at that.
Bye bye.
Good luck. So, as we all know, exactly it's 12 days now would be the anniversary of Mind the Palm. As you all know, exact time as Palmic tickets are going on sale. So with that whole week, besides the fact we've got tickets going on sale, the anniversary of the event, myself and Nikki and Nat and yours truly, of course, will all be gathered in your house, and there's going to be a lot of anniversary stuff going on. You know, we're going to be unique streaming. We'll just have to be honest, I'd love to say things that will happen, but I'm quite sure that like the best plans, there is none. Basically,
it's going to be a wild week. There's no doubt about it. So we've got on the, I guess it depends when you consider a week to begin. I'm more of a Monday guy, but if you consider Sunday, then Sunday is Patreon day. Mm-hmm. So we'll release tickets to patrons first in the pre-sale. Which is a wonderful way to buy a ticket because it takes all the stress off you. Literally, you just sign in whenever you want that day and buy any ticket you want because there are more tickets than there are patrons. Win-win. So that will be a fairly steady day, and it'll, you know, gives us a chance to wipe out any kinks or issues that we might find with a ticket pull as we go. Not that there ever has been, but you know, it's always handy to call it a test run. And then the morning after, or I guess it would be the evening after because tickets are at 7 p.m., which is different for us. Mm-hmm. And then we kick off with the big sale. It's going to be mammoth.
Mm.
It's going to be huge. You know, we'll talk more about the details of Pomex a little bit further in the podcast, but it's going to be a whopper of an opening.
Oh, yes.
And then not just that, the applications for the displays, you know, they're going to fill up quick, folks. If you're planning on a table for Pomex, you need to get your application in day one, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because you're just never going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time ever, we're doing them based by seniority, right? So if you buy the top tier ticket, then your application will be processed first. We thought that was a more controlled way of doing it. We're going to try it, see how it goes. This is the first time we've done that.
Yeah.
If you've been to a KubaCon before, check your inbox because you would have received a discount code. Whoopee, whoopee. And then further in the week, once I've recovered, you and Nikki arrive on the Wednesday. We've got the anniversary stuff on the Thursday. We're going to be recording a bit of Q&A. We're going to be doing some streaming together. We're just going to kind of see what happens. So looking forward to that. It's going to be a crazy week.
I was going to mention that at the interview. You know, just a good quick reminder to our patrons that we do still have a Thread Q&A open. So if you do have any specific questions you want to ask either myself or Alex or both, by all means, go ahead and put it in there. We will not ignore it.
I want some nitty gritty questions. Like, where's the questions? Like, you know, like, what's the hardest thing you've ever had to deal with at KubaCon? Who's the worst guest you've ever had? You know, like, what's the most awkward conversations you've ever had? Who do you love more, your wife or Alan? These are the kind of questions that are gonna stir so much stuff.
I will
stuff,
make
you know?
A Patreon account and ask that if I have to.
Go ahead. You already have one.
No, I'll make a different one.
So yeah, it's gonna be busy week.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. And then after that, obviously, I've got my own thing going on here. But then on a KoopaCon perspective, before we know it, we'll be thrown into the bigger poem.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are excited for the Insomnia Ball.
Yes.
A lot of people.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not going to lie. Even I am. I'm not sure. Did you, like, for those of you who are patrons, you'll know that we have Wine Time, which is basically this rowdy, trashy podcast between Nat and Nikki where they just get sloshed and talk crap.
It's a poor person's podcast. I've said it.
What's hilarious is I give her like notes and then I listen back to the episode. And I'm like, yeah, you covered the first point, nothing else. I do try, but it just never happens. So anyway, in Wine Time, they agreed that they were both going to wear their wedding dresses to the Insomnia Ball. So, and then I got a message. Who did I get a message from? It'll come to me further in the episode. No, it was from Lindsay. I got a message from Lindsay and she said that she was going to wear hers now. And I think this might be a thing. So ladies, if you have a wedding dress, this could be your opportunity to wear it again.
Now on that note, are you going to be wearing your wedding suit?
I don't know if it would fit anymore.
Oh. You wouldn't have grown. Sure, you're ancient.
I've buffed out a bit. For sure.
Ooh.
Since, not to blow my own horn here, but since Toronto, I've buffed out quite a bit. I'll send you now and then photos and you can see for yourself. No, seriously, I took one before we moved and I've been taking like one a month and I've buffed out.
Okay.
I mean, I know compared to most people, I'm just a stick insect, but my upper body has buffed out.
Okay, well,
so I don't think it would fit me very
good. I guess
good.
I'll see for myself.
You'll
in
enjoy
2 weeks.
Those photos. You will. Yeah, exactly. Get the baby oil out.
I'll see. But you know, I'm not surprised people are excited about this because we all know how amazing Pomathon was with that theme. You know, the ball theme just went so well.
I openly admit that Pomathon was my favorite event to date. It was this, I don't know. It was just like, it was, you know why? It was because it wasn't even meant to exist.
That's true.
That's why.
As we said earlier, you know, the best plans are the ones that you don't make.
Yeah, true. Mm. Very true. Like the first Kinga was just a fluke,
yeah.
You know, and yeah, it was very much so. So these things have, all come together and just create this wonderful experience. So yeah, very excited for the ball, working on a lot of things. And as we get closer to the event, we'll start to announce a lot of stuff. We released a image of the new artist series coming soon by a artist in the UK. I won't say any more than that. Unless you're a patron, you would have seen some stuff. If you're not, come check it out. It's awesome. It's kind of got this Disney-esque vibe,
yes.
Don't you think?
Very vibrant. The colors are beautiful that way.
Very, very nice. Mm. So, yeah, that's exciting. Bigger palm front. There's not really much more to say at this point. I don't really want to spoil it. You know, we've got a few months to go yet.
Mm-hmm.
We put out a feeler on Facebook, on Twitter, asking people, you know, who would you like to see at KoopaCon? A lot of people tweeted out to their favorite guests. Thank you very much, because actually we were able to connect with 3 guests, which is wonderful. Unfortunately, one of them was like, yeah, I'd love to do that. And then they're like, yeah, but I'm not available. I was like, oh, well, then why did you say that? So thanks for getting everyone's hopes up. You pillock. But whatever. It's all good. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to bringing special guests. We're speaking to right now off the top of my head. 1, 2, 3, 4. At least 5. And not just that, there's a lot of community guests and stuff that we're working on. I don't want to say too much, but there's a lot of things going on right now between the Bigger Palm and Palm X that's very exciting.
Definitely.
You know? Yeah. I mean, really, when you think about it, once the Bigger Palm's done, we don't really have that much of a break between the Bigger Palm and Palm X.
It's less than 2 months.
8 weeks? It's 8 weeks, I think.
Wait.
I think it's exactly 8 weeks.
End of August. Oh, no, it's... No, we have more time than that, we do. It's less than three months. Yeah,
it's 3 months. That's not so bad. Which one was it that we had 8 weeks? It was Glasgow and Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
My bad.
Between Christmas as well.
Oh, no, that was six weeks.
Well, at least seven. But anyhow, the point is, we got this between Christmas as well. We managed that. We can manage this.
We can manage anything.
Mm-hmm. Even having major house in about 2 weeks' time. So
I can't manage that.
There's going to be suddenly six kids in the house, more so than the two.
That'll be all good.
Listen, Big Up Arm is next in the group confront. It will be a lot of fun. I mean, it's going to be quite unique when you think about the fact that was the first event we've had.
It is. You know, it's jump that's going to make it. I think I'm going to find it almost a little bit, what's the word? Little bit
nostalgic, sentimental, wistful.
Sentimental. The nostalgia of it. I think I might get a little bit teary because it'll be like walking into the place where it all began.
Yeah,
you know, and like I think it'll really sink in when we're sat in the boardroom.
The boardroom. Yes.
Yeah. So we'll be sat upstairs in the boardroom with all the boxes and whatnot, and we'll kind of look at each other and be like, "Here we go again." And I think that'll be a moment because we'll be sat at the table with a lot of new people, and it's that sudden realization that so very much has changed, you know. But in a good way. It's with everything. It's a gradual process. Things change, and I'm excited for what's next.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting as well. Like most UK events are fine. We're gonna go on. We'll go on to stage on that morning or registration, whatever time it is. We start seeing people at most. We'll realise they recognise this from the first event. We'll recognise some people. There's quite a few coming from the UK, in fact. And we'll see, you know, faces who we've seen in the first event as well. It'll be like, it is very unique. And I think it's very hard to repeat that now. It's because we've been to places where we do see the same faces. I think that's what makes Australia quite unique, whereby we're going to go there and it'll have the least amount of familiar faces, you know.
Well, I know, but there's already 900 interested in going, you know. What have we created? it's phenomenal. It truly is.
Well, just to proper credit, I will say, as much as you like to say I had to say it's you know.
Oh, shut up. Don't start with that crap again.
I will start with that crap again. You're welcome.
It's a challenge. Ask me some good questions in the 3 year anniversary interview, and I swear I'll blow your mind. So anyway, we got the Bigger Palm, then we got Pomex, then we're going to Vancouver for Port Palm. I have really nothing to share at this time, apart from the fact that, you know, the contract's signed and we've paid for the venue.
Yeah, so it's there.
And we'll have updates on Sydney and Montreal. I suspect there'll be probably an update on Montreal before there is on Sydney now because of the obvious, as I've mentioned. I could mention, I'll say this. We're working on a project. We're soon going to be throwing up another code name on the Discord because we are working on another KoopaCon. I think that's safe to say.
I will allow
it. What number KoopaCon would that be? So, hold on. Pomex is 10, Port Palm is 11. Then I guess Montreal or Sydney would be 12 and 13. So this would be number 14. I won't say where, but the discussion just came up tonight, really, didn't it? And an offer had been presented to us and we were kind of like, okay, we'll keep it in mind, but we don't know where it would fit right now because of certain things. And now, because that's probably changing, we've got an opportunity. Yeah, I won't say anymore, but we're working on something.
And people on Discord are probably wondering now, well, what about Project Double Edge? Isn't that number 14? Well, just stay tuned, guys. Mysteries afloat.
No, Project Double Edge is not a KoopaCon. We're just waiting to find out when it will be.
Relevant, applicable, so, whatever.
Yeah, it needs to be at a very specific time.
Mm-hmm.
Talking of specific time, can I just talk about Distant Worlds quickly? So there's a Distant Worlds concert in London at the Royal Albert Hall. We're going on the Friday. A lot of people are going on the Saturday. And even though I said I wouldn't do it, I'm starting to seriously think if we should try and organize some sort of shindig. It would be great to get everyone together. Nothing fancy. Just let's try and find somewhere where we could all gather and we could throw up an event in the community group and at least all see each other, seeing we're all going to be in the area, right? Yeah. So I've kind of been doing a bit of perusing, seeing if there are any fairly substantial sized bars, restaurants close by, and being very close to High Street Kensington and all that jazz, there's quite a lot of possibility. So if anyone wants to put it together or reach out to us before you do so, maybe between us all, we could work out somewhere where we could all meet and go for a drink and have a chat or whatever. I think it would be quite nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I might even just bring a couple booster packs with me or something.
I might bring a spoon or two. People still want the spoons.
And someone who doesn't has no idea what you're talking about. Like, what is wrong with this freak?
Check episode 7 and 19, perhaps.
Okay, right. Really? Anyway. Yeah, exactly. Somebody's listening back to that now. Like, one of them is me crying about how depressed I am because the event's over. And anyway, I don't know. So what were we talking about? Talking about the numbering of the events there. So yeah, there's a possibility of another event appearing its ugly head. So we'll see what happens.
Ugly head, wow. What a view of your events.
And you want to talk about the community group a little bit?
Other group of guardians. Community group has been... As it is, you find once you get these large gaps between CooperCon, it's pretty calm, which is for me an opportunity to do a couple of things. One, set up a few unique threads where, you know, kind of universal threads where people can post some different ideas and stuff, just stuff I have in mind. And I'll elaborate that when I actually make the posts. I know what I want to do, but I'm not going to say it yet. And second, you have some ideas, some competitions that we'd like to run soon enough.
Yeah, a couple competitions incoming with some exclusive prizes. I'm going to be very shortly clearing out my basement, and I've suddenly realized I have a lot of really cool merch. I've got quest logs from the first CooperCons, like the first CooperCon, t-shirts and all sorts of cool memorabilia, including some very exclusive team-only items. Weeks and months to come, keep your eye on the community group for some really freaking cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Good, and just as a quick update as well, Record Keeper's Journal is still, of course, looking for entries. They're going to just keep going on for a couple of weeks as things fill in, just to make it as big as we can. At the moment, you know, whatever you have, send it in. The blog and post is all there in the community page. It's on the pinned post. You'll find it quite easily. Take a look. And if you have any Final Fantasy art or very short stories, send it in. Because all you have to do is fill out a quick application form and boom, join all the other artists and have your work on show. It's a nice book. It's a very nice book, it is. The first one.
Now, just a couple other things that just jumped to mind. On a Patreon side of things, obviously you're listening to Pomcast right now. Check out Wine Time. It is a good laugh. Also check out the Q&A, as Alan mentioned earlier in the episode. Patrons, the $20 patrons who chime in on April 1st, in April's pack, will be receiving the King Mog foil card, which is the first time it's ever, you know, been released. So please look out for that one. This month, there is no promo, but in the next couple of months, we'll probably be including the promos from Glasgow. Anyone who chimes in on March 31st at midnight, whatever it is there, then you'll be receiving the King Mog foil card. So very cool. Nice. I did see a few posts there with people's full collections. That's really cool to see that. In fact, like, I have a full collection, but it's not in order of the quest log. And what was cool was to see, I think, was it Alex who posted it?
There was two people I've seen. One was Alex and one was Emma. It was Alex. Yeah, and there was...
Alex is the folder. Mm-hmm. Alex was in a folder and Emma's was all laid out, right? And like to see them in order of what they are in the quest log, that's super cool. Super cool. Anyway, what I wanted to mention was that we are like 15, 16, 17 patrons away from recording weekly podcasts, where instead of just talking about the latest CooperCon news, we can actually talk about Final Fantasy topics. You know, like, we can talk about the fact that Chocobo Dungeon's about to drop. We can talk about that the Final Fantasy VII release on Switch is just weeks away. We can talk about the fact that Square are going to say that there's going to be a boost in their stocks and profits at the end of this year, and I have a freaking good inkling on why that is. So, you know, there's lots of things that I'd like to talk about. Unfortunately, we just can't squeeze everything in. So if we can just get us to that 200 mark, We're gonna introduce weekly podcasts.
One good clan based one, a little more on the Final Fantasy side. Get reminiscent of those games and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But actually, talking of games, I've been twitching.
I was going to say, I mean, if you want to get exclusive information on Patreon, of course you'll get it there. But you might get the odd sneaky thing or two if you watch Alex play Final Fantasy on Twitch.
Yeah, I was playing 10 recently. Nat's been playing Nier. Nikki's been playing some 14, and she was playing some 12. So yeah, it's been good. I'm quite enjoying it. We made affiliate within just over a week. Which was great, and we got some subscribers. People keep throwing their bitties at us, which is good. Thank you very much for your support, folks. It means a lot. It's always great. We have such a good community, such a good vibe. So thank you a million. Shall we wrap it? I think 25 minutes is pretty darn good.
That was good. Let's wrap it at this. Folks, thanks once again for listening to us to ramble our usual stuff as we do. It's been a pleasure as always. And thanks once more for supporting us on Patreon. It really means a lot to us.
Yeah, it literally keeps KubaCon afloat on a month-to-month basis, because KubaCon swallows so much time now. And it is a huge financial undertaking, as you can surely imagine.
Huge.
So thank you. This month's booster packs will be going out tomorrow, and yeah, thank you.
And guys, till next time, take care,
see ya, bye-bye.